Welcome to Success Made Simple with your host, Dave Martin.
Hi, I'm Solomon Martin, and you're listening to Success for Kids, the number one podcast in the world for kids that want to do great things in their life. And today I have a very special guest, again, my amazing father, Dr. Dave Martin. How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing great, son. Thank you so much for having me back on your podcast.
Yeah, it's no problem. And Dad, thanks for bringing me to that Braves game last night.
You're welcome. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I very much did, and thanks for the shirt that says my name on the back.
You're welcome. We'll have to put a picture of that here on your podcast when we send it out.
Oh, yeah, we need to do that. All right, now let's get into my podcast.
Okay.
So now today we're talking about responsibility, one of the new chapters in my book called 12 Traits of the Greats for Kids. And do you have anything to say about my book?
I think I'm very excited about your book. I think it's going to be awesome to put out a book that's going to help kids understand that they have greatness in them, that they can be great, and then these principles that they can put to practice in their life. I love it. I think this is going to help a lot of kids, and I think a lot of parents are going to be really happy to have a book like that. So thank you for writing it, son.
Yeah, it's no problem. I mean, it's pretty simple. Well, not that much. I mean, you have to write and all that, but we're talking about responsibility.
Responsibility. That's a big subject to talk about, huh? You're
yeah.
making that first because why? Why would you make that the first one? Because
you need to have responsibility in every area of your life. So if you're playing basketball and you're like, yeah, I'm going to go to the NBA. You make one bad choice, and you're responsible for that bad choice, and that might ruin your whole career, and you might never go to the NBA. You end up like a terrible person, and you basically ruin your whole life. So you always need to have responsibility, because responsibility is very special, and you need that in your life.
Yeah, for like your responsibility for the decisions you make. If you make bad choices, it's your decisions that got you there. So you got to take responsibility to make those changes. Like, who was the guy you were talking about? Tim.
Oh, yeah. Tim. So what happened with Tim? He was 11 years old, a great kid, and his father died in an automobile accident. And when he was 11 years old, and he was super mad about that, and he kept taking it out on everyone else. He kept making terrible decisions. He did drugs, just everything terrible. Then he got caught and went to prison.
He was selling drugs.
Huh? He was selling drugs, and he went to prison for like 13 years?
Yeah, a while. I'm not sure. Yeah,
it was like 13 years, and when he got out, he had an idea for the show.
Well, in there, he decided to take responsibility.
Oh, right, yeah.
While he was in prison, right?
Yeah.
Start making different decisions in there.
And he had responsibility with the talent show that the prison was doing.
Yeah.
And then he started doing an act, and when he got out, Disney offered him a TV spot, and he declined that. And then they offered him another one, and he declined that again.
Because
he had an idea for his own show.
Right.
And what was that show called?
The Tool Man. No. Home Improvement was
Home
the name
Improvement.
Of the show.
And you guys might know who he is. And that guy is Tim Allen. He starred in Santa Claus 1, 2, and 3. He's in the show Last Man Standing on Hallmark Channel. Love Hallmark. Hashtag blessed. And so he took responsibility when he was in prison to turn his life around from it being horrible and make it really great. Now he's like, he's in so many TV shows and
movies
and everything. It's just amazing how he turned his life around when he was in prison.
Yeah. Took responsibility.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give us one more example of responsibility. Oh, who did you get to meet yesterday?
Oh, so yesterday we were at our hotel and I met a bunch of guys from, it's called the Negro League. It was when racism was like a really big thing and like white people couldn't play in the same team as black people, couldn't even play in the same league. And there was a bunch of racism, and that's what it was called, the Negro League, where all the black people would play. And I met a bunch of the guys from there, and one of the guys, Ernest Fan, gave me a great example. And he was saying, Solomon, if you took your skin off and I took my skin off, we look exactly the same, but we're just different colors. And I thought, like, I was like, that's a great example, because I don't know why they'd be mean to black people. You look exactly the same on the inside. I mean, I don't know why I'd be mean to them.
Right. I mean, you got to take responsibility for your attitude toward other people, no matter what color or race or if they're rich or poor or white or black or tall or whatever it may be.
You always want to be polite and nice to those people and make their day great.
Everyone's the same.
Yes.
And so it's your job to be responsible with so much racism, even still now, right?
Yeah.
Even things going on in our world today.
Yes.
It's our responsibility to love everyone and treat everyone the same.
That is a great example, Dad.
Yes.
I like that. And, do you have any other examples?
I think I'm good.
And also, if you ever want to do something in life, if you want to be great and play in the NBA, always have responsibility. Be great in life and be responsible for everything that you do. And never, like, if you do something and you're like, oh, it's my parents' fault, they weren't there for me, never blame someone else. It's your fault that you didn't make it to the NBA because your choices. Am I right? All right. Pretty much.
You got to take responsibility to practice hard, to eat right,
get
in shape.
Yes, and Shaquille O'Neal. Every morning before he ate breakfast, he shot 53 free throws, and he had to make them. He made 53 throws before he ate breakfast, because that was the one part of his basketball career that he wasn't that good at. So if some people are bad at three-pointers, make three-pointers. Keep trying. Like, if you can't make something, just be like, oh, I'm not going to shoot that. Keep trying and don't give up for, like, if you're like, oh, I want to be like Steph Curry, but you can't shoot threes, keep working on your form and just keep doing all that stuff and have great responsibility. And I just want to thank you guys for listening to Success for Kids. And I can't wait to see you guys next month. And thank you very much for watching.
Check out SolomonMartin.com.
Oh, check out SolomonMartin.com.
Coming soon.
12 Traits of the Greats for Kids. When will that be out, Dad?
As soon as you get done with it.
As soon as I get done with it. So
you take some responsibility.
I have responsibility.
Get it done.
Come on, I have responsibility. Okay. Well, thank you guys for listening to Success for Kids, the number one podcast in the world for kids that want to do great things in their life. And thank you guys so much for listening.
You have been listening to Success Made Simple. For additional coaching and resources, go to davemartin.org. Also, follow Dave on social media @DrDaveMartin.